From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Defense Department says it is deeply troubled by a video that's gone viral on the web. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the Marine Corps is investigating.
The video shows four Marines in combat gear standing over three bloody corpses. They joke among themselves, then urinate on the bodies, with one Marine saying, "Have a great day, buddy." The 40-second video appeared Wednesday on several websites. The Marine Corps said the video has not been authenticated, but said the actions portrayed are not consistent with our core values. The video posting says the Marines pictured are members of a scout sniper team with 3rd Battalion, 2nd Marine Regiment. That unit served in Afghanistan's Helmand Province last year and is based at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Foreclosure activity dropped sharply last year in the U.S. The online firm RealtyTrack says filings declined 34% from the previous year, but NPR's Dave Mattingly reports it doesn't necessarily reflect a stronger economy or healthier job market.
The numbers suggest homeowners are having an easier time making their mortgage payments. Not so, says RealtyTrack's Darren Bloomquist.
The bad news is part of these low numbers in 2011 are somewhat artificially low and caused by delays in processing foreclosures as opposed to an actual robust housing recovery.
And Bloomquist says at year's end there was still no change at the top.
The state with the highest foreclosure rate that's consistently been this way over the past 5 years is Nevada.
Followed by Arizona and California. RealtyTrack says the peak of the housing crisis has passed, but foreclosure filings will likely go back up in 2012. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Republican presidential hopefuls are campaigning hard in South Carolina, where the January 21st primary is seen as the place that could winnow out some of the candidates. Newt Gingrich is doing all he can to stop Mitt Romney's momentum coming out of New Hampshire, repeating a theme that Gingrich himself is a true conservative and Romney isn't.
I think with somebody who's a clear conservative, who makes clear Obama's failures both his policy failures and his performance failures, I think we can win a historic election. All of that is going to be decided on the 21st.
Romney's touting his appeal to a broad range of voters and says many conservatives supported him in New Hampshire. Underdog John Huntsman tells supporters the only way to have a chance of winning is to be in the race and stay there.
You can get in the arena and fight it out, which is exactly what we've chosen to do. We fought it out in New Hampshire. We went from zero, the margin of error candidate, to third place last night. That was pretty cool.
Rick Santorum's promoting his conservative credentials, and Rick Perry, who's been lagging far behind, is trying to improve his fortunes in South Carolina. From Washington, this is NPR News. Starting today, ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, will be accepting bids for words and brand names to be used as online monikers. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports there are worries the proliferation of web domain names will lead to confusion and possibly scams.
It's an unprecedented expansion of the scope of the Internet. There are only 22 domain names like .com or .org now, but this expansion could mean as many as 1,000 new categories could be introduced every year, including ones in non-Roman script. ICANN is drawing fire for forging ahead with the program. Advertisers say it will increase brand confusion. Federal Trade Commission Chairman John Leibovitz has concerns.
This Internet land grab is going to lead to more fraud, more consumer ripoffs, more phishing scams.
ICANN defends the move as one that will help globalize the web and encourage innovation. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Another big snowstorm is hitting Alaska, where the Prince William Sound area has been buried in more than 170 inches of snow and will get more. National Weather Service forecaster Michael Eckert says Anchorage and the surrounding area will be hard hit again.
It looks like 8 to 16 inches for the next day or so, with the heaviest amounts in the higher elevations.
From July through Tuesday has been the snowiest period for Anchorage since records have been kept. A team will try to determine if a tornado touched down in northwest North Carolina overnight. One mobile home park is reportedly nearly wiped out. A big storm system swept through much of the eastern seaboard and mid-Atlantic, dumping an inch of rain in many locations. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.